Good Sunday morning to you from Radio 1400 KCOW Alliance. Mike Lessinger with you, joined by the coach Travis Hawk for another edition of our Coach's Corner program. Our Coach's Corner brought to you by Accent Chiropractic here in Alliance. As we recap the matchup between the Alliance Bulldogs and the Aurora Huskies held on Friday night down in Aurora. And I guess, Coach, we just can't seem to escape the heat, can we? An artificial surface there and 90 plus degrees at game time. Was it pretty hot down there on the field too?
You know, it's a weird feeling because you can feel the heat coming up as much as you do down. But what a beautiful facility.
Nice field, wasn't it? Yeah.
Just a beautiful, you know, a brand new track, a new scoreboard. They got a play clocks up in both end zone. Beautiful turf, you know, with their red and white colors in the end zone, and just a top-notch. When you walk in there, you can tell that they care about what they do. I mean, when you look at their facilities, it sends a message of that we care about our kids and we're going to provide them with the best that we have.
Fun place to play, hopefully.
Absolutely.
The kids enjoyed playing on it. Maybe, you know, it's a different thing, isn't it?
Right. They're really a first-class operation. You know, they had somebody waiting for us when we got there to wave the bus in. They had a gator ready to load up our equipment and put it over on our sideline, and they do things, you know, the right way, and it is a nice place to play, and they have a nice program.
This is the end of the 2-year cycle with Aurora, so we'll see, I guess, what pops up. Do you have a lot of input on maybe how the schedule is going to work coming up? That's a long ways away, but this year will be the end of our 2-year
right.
cycle with everybody. Basically.
Theoretically, yeah. We do. We make a wish list of your non-district games. I think they're probably going to look at some things in Class B. You know, I think at some point the state has to take some responsibility. Really, it becomes almost a student safety issue. You know, you take last night, for example, the coaches arrived to work at about 6:30 in the morning. Begin getting stuff ready, loaded, your lesson plans, make sure everything's set up in your classroom. And the bus got back in town last night. I left the school at 3:45 on Friday night. And, you know, when some of our coaches then are driving vans.
True.
And you've coached, and it's when you coach, it almost feels like you played when the game's over. I mean, you're mentally exhausted, and you're just asking a lot of someone to be up 21 hours. And it's one thing. I know we live in a hardworking community where, you know, I'm sure people listening to this are used to a 20-hour work day. But one of the things that makes it different, you have 40 young people in your charge. And I don't believe the state's doing the right thing for kids. It's not about playing Aurora. It's about the fact that we drive through Ogallala, Gothenburg, Cozad, you know, that are all really comparable schools to us.
True.
You know,
mm-hmm.
We play Sydney, and mm-hmm. I think schools like Gothenburg and Cozad are probably 12 to 15 kids on the enrollment, which is a 9, 10, 11 enrollment, less than Sydney.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, and so I understand that we need to play Class B opponents, but if you took a circle, 2-hour circle from Alliance, you could pick up a lot of schools.
Sure you could.
You know, Torrington, Wheatland, Douglas, Fort Morgan, mm-hmm. Hot Springs.
Sterling,
mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. Gordon Rushville, Cozad, you know, all those schools along there. And even North Platte,
sure,
a Class
true.
A school.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it is what it is. It's fun, it's fun to play. It kind of gives you a playoff feeling mm-hmm. when you travel that far, but like as a coach, you get home, and some of our kids live out in the country. So now you're turning loose a 16-year-old kid at 3:30 in the morning to drive home.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
And so then as a coach, you start thinking, wow, you know, I just hope they made it, you know, hope they made it. And so when Aurora comes out here, they stay overnight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they come out on Thursday and mm-hmm. And have a walk throughout here, stay overnight, and play the game.
All right. Well, I'll tell you this. Thank God for power naps and Red Vine licorice. That's what got me home the other night too. So
well, you know, Marty Locke was our bus driver, and she did a great job. You know, I mean, it just we really overlook that person mm-hmm. because that is what a job, what a responsibility to have 40 sleeping people in your care, and you know, it's 3:30 in the morning, and she's chugging that baby into town. There so we go. Sure appreciate it.
That's great. Great job by all of our bus drivers. Absolutely. Well, we will recap the game here with the Alliance Bulldogs and Aurora Huskies coming up in just a moment. Let's take this quick timeout. We are right back after this for Accent Chiropractic.